Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play produced by Dave Andrew. Welcome home, Mrs. Claus, Part 2.
Welcome home, Mrs. Claus, a Dave Andrew Radio Play, Part 2.
Come on then, step aboard.
Oh, thank you, Frieda. I won't forget this.
Don't worry, I won't let you.
I believe you.
Why do you want to go for a drive through the woods anyway? You've never been interested in them before.
Of course I have. I love the woods.
Really? Since when?
Since always.
And why would that be, I wonder?
Well, look around you.
At what? The trees?
Yes, and all the beautiful flowers and plants. Oh, and the birds.
The birds?
Who wouldn't want to take a drive through the forest at this time of year?
Really?
Yes, nature is beautiful.
And that's the reason for this trip.
Of course.
Sure it is.
I would have happily gone by myself, you know.
Yes, and then we would never have seen you again.
Why?
Because these woods can be a very dangerous place if you don't know them.
Can they?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm in no danger.
What makes you think that?
Because I have my fearless cuz to protect me.
Yeah, right.
There's something really tranquil about being amongst the trees, don't you think?
Not really.
The sights and sounds of nature. Oh, it's wonderful. Especially for a city girl.
It's okay, I suppose.
It's blissful.
To be honest, I have always secretly envied you.
Envied me?
Yes.
Why?
Because you live in the city.
And?
I would love to live in the city.
I'm not sure you would.
Oh, I would?
Well, it's not all it's cracked up to be, believe me.
What makes you say that?
The main difference between here and there is scale.
Scale?
Yes. It's bigger, with a lot more people, and much less greenery, that's all.
But things happen there, Anya. Nothing happens here. It just is.
Some things happen there which you wouldn't want to see, Frieda. Believe me.
Like what?
People being nasty to one another, stealing from them, and causing pain. It can be cold and dark and more dangerous than travelling through these woods alone at night.
I don't believe you.
You don't realise what you have here, truly.
I think I do.
Oh, I can't wait to get away from there sometimes.
And I thought you came because you missed me.
Absolutely, that was the main reason.
Is it now?
Of course. Why else?
I just get the impression that there's something else drawing you here this time.
What do you mean?
Or should I say somebody else?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you don't.
Honestly, cuz, you do talk rot sometimes.
So you keep telling me.
Well, you do. Can't I just enjoy a day out with my favourite cousin?
I know somebody else who has been acting weirdly since the winter dance too. Just in case you were wondering.
I wasn't.
Really, cuz?
No. Who are you talking about anyway?
Don't play games, Anya. We both know who I'm talking about.
Acting weirdly? In what way?
Gotcha. I knew I was right.
In what way?
Well, he visits the village more often than he did and tends to loiter a little longer than he used to. He looks at everyone who is passing him by, as if he is searching for somebody.
Really?
We've all noticed a change in him.
Is that right?
Oh, he is still as elusive, but definitely altered.
I wonder who he could be looking for.
Really, Anya? Are we still playing this game? We both know I am talking about you. And we both know the real reason for you being here. Don't take me for a fool.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frieda. Truly I am.
If I was that upset, do you think I would be bringing you out here today?
don't know what it is, Frieda. I just can't find the right words to explain it.
Sometimes, Kaz, there are no words. They are not required.
You sound like someone else I've recently met.
I don't understand it myself, of course. But it is your life.
Have I ever told you that you are more my sister than my cousin?
No need to flatter me.
No, that's how I've always thought of you, ever since we were little.
Does that mean I can borrow your dresses whilst you're here?
That may be pushing it.
It was worth a try.
You're welcome to borrow them any time.
I will hold you to that. What's that noise?
What noise?
That noise. There. Can you hear it now?
Yes. It's coming from over there. Slow down, just in case.
Oh, look. It is Nicholas. And he's naked from the waist up. How rude.
Well, it must be hot work.
Must be.
Still, it seems a little unseemly. Anybody could come along and see him like that.
Only if they were looking to. Nicholas, hello?
What? Who is it? Who's there?
It's Frieda from the village.
Frieda?
Yes.
Is everything all right? Are you lost?
No.
Why are you here then?
We just came out for a drive.
We?
Surprise!
Anya!
Hello, Nicholas.
Oh, you'll have to excuse me. I wasn't expecting visitors.
Evidently.
I shan't be a moment. I just need to find my shirt.
Oh, don't go to any trouble on our account.
Well, it isn't any trouble.
Well, that was unexpected.
There. That's better.
Don't move!
What is it? What's wrong?
Keep very still.
Anya? Are you okay?
Behind you, there's a... wolf! A wolf!
Oh, yes, I know.
You know?
Well, of course I do.
Do you?
Yes, that's Nuala.
Nuala? But it's a wolf.
Yes, she is.
She?
Yes, Nuala's my friend.
You have a wolf as a friend?
I get on well with all the pack. They live quite close by.
Close by? How close?
Are we safe?
Yes, of course.
Are you sure?
You don't mean her any harm, do you?
Of course not.
Then you've got nothing to fear.
I don't believe this.
What brings you this far into the woods? Are you lost?
No, we just came out for a jaunt and somehow ended up here with you. Didn't we, Anya?
What? Oh, yes. A complete coincidence, I hasten to add.
I'm sorry about my lack of attire. I never normally have visitors.
No need to apologise.
Can I get you anything?
Oh, I think we're all right.
Water would be nice.
Okay, follow me. My house is just over there.
Your house?
Yes, it isn't far. I can make you a nettleberry drink if you like.
That sounds interesting. Thank you.
Good. This way.
We can't go back to his house. What would my parents say?
We don't need to go in. We can stay outside.
Even so, it isn't proper.
If we're together, there's no harm.
Really?
Yes, honestly. Frieda, you can trust me.
I am beginning to wonder. Okay, but only for one drink. I want to get home before it starts to get dark, especially with wolves being on the loose.
Wow!
Wow what?
This is nice! I wasn't expecting his house to be so, well, so house-like.
Perhaps you expected him to live in a cave?
I don't know what I was expecting, to be honest. But it wasn't this. This all looks so very cosy. I like it.
What? Being stuck in the middle of nowhere with only wolves for company?
Believe me, there are just as many wolves in the city, only they wear fancy clothes and false smiles.
You paint such a wonderful picture.
I'm sorry, I've had to improvise, I'm afraid. It's only me normally. I don't have much in the way of tableware.
I think I prefer this, to be honest.
Thank you, Nicholas. This is very decent of you.
You are very welcome.
How long have you lived here?
Oh, since I was young. I really can't remember how long, to be honest.
Really? And have you always lived here on your own?
When I first came here, there were three of us who used to tend to the woods, myself and two other men. This house was built as a shelter back then, somewhere to take refuge from bad weather. The other men had families and homes to go to when the work was finished. I didn't. It was agreed that I could live here. That way I could maintain it for the times we needed to take refuge in it.
Why didn't you come into the village? We would have found a room for you.
That's very kind, but I just got used to being here on my own, I suppose. Over the years, I've built little bits onto it to make it bigger and added the stables for the boys to shelter in.
The boys?
His reindeer.
Oh, of course. How lovely.
Would you like to meet them?
May I?
Of course.
Oh, I'd love to meet them.
Excellent. This way.
Frieda, are you coming?
I see them all the time. You two go.
Well, are you sure? It's only over there.
I shall sit here and drink my nettleberry, which is surprisingly tasty, by the way. I have never tried anything like this before.
Oh, thank you. It's a little invention of my own. Water can get a little boring after a while.
That's true.
Are you sure you don't want to come?
Quite sure.
Okay. Well, we won't be long.
Nettleberry does not go well with gooseberry.
Look, boys, we've got a visitor.
Oh, Nicholas, they're beautiful.
You hear that, boys? You made a good impression.
What do you call them?
Reindeer.
No, I know what they are. Do they have names?
Oh, yes. That one with the white flash on his nose is called Lightning. And the other one is Thunder.
Thunder and Lightning. How wonderful.
Yes. Aren't they just?
How long have you had them?
Oh, many years now. I really couldn't tell you how old they are, though.
Really?
Time means very little out here, Anya. I couldn't even tell you how old I am. I don't even know when my birthday is.
But how can that be?
I don't know. It isn't something I thought about a lot.
Couldn't your parents tell you?
I'm afraid I don't remember them.
You don't?
No. In fact, I can remember very little about my life before I found myself here.
Oh, that's incredibly sad.
Is it? Why?
Because you don't know who you truly are, or where you're from.
I really don't think it's important, to be honest. It's more where you're going to which matters.
You might be right there.
Something drew me here a long time ago, and it's the same thing that keeps me rooted here. I can't explain it, but it feels like my life has a purpose beyond what I'm doing now. I don't know what it is, but the feeling is very strong. It's like I know something is going to happen one day. I just don't know what it is, nor when it will be. All I do know is that this is where I need to be right now.
Life can be such a riddle sometimes. So many unanswered questions. So much confusion.
You can feel it too.
Oh, yes. And it's infuriating sometimes.
It is. But whenever I'm confused, I just watch the water cascading down the waterfall and crashing into the stream.
How does that help?
The water has a definite path to follow. It doesn't try to deviate from it. It just seems to know which way to flow, and it goes with it.
It goes with the flow?
Yes, exactly that.
Maybe that's what we all do, no matter what our circumstances are.
I've never really tried to fight against it, to be honest. I've never wanted to.
I think I know what you mean. In many ways, that just sums up my life up till now.
One day for me is pretty much like another, really.
Nothing ever changes.
Which is why it's such a surprise to see you today.
Is it?
Absolutely.
A nice surprise.
Wonderful surprise.
Good. Why is it a wonderful surprise, though?
I never thought I'd see you again, to be honest.
Why?
Well, I wasn't sure you'd want to see me again.
Why is that?
Because I live here and you live so far away. I just thought that our paths would never cross again.
Did you want them to?
Did I want... Oh, look what Lightning's doing. Silly boy.
Nicholas, be honest with me, please. I need to know.
What do you need to know?
I need to know what happened to us. I need to know that I'm not just being foolish. I know you felt something too. And that's why you left in such a hurry.
I did? It was. Shall I get you another drink?
Nicholas.
Yes?
One thing you will learn about me is that I do not waste time beating around the bush. If I have something to say, then I'll jolly well say it. And I would appreciate you doing the same thing.
I'm trying to.
I've come a very long way to find this out. I need to know. Please be honest with me, Nicholas.
I thought I was just hoping. I thought I'd been wrong.
About what?
Something did happen to me that night, Anya. Something I've never felt before and can't begin to describe. It was like... I don't have the right words. I just wish I had the right words.
Go on. You're doing splendidly.
I am?
Yes.
My mind's racing. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Somebody once told me, when I was having difficulty answering a question, that I should answer it from my heart.
Your heart?
Yes. What's in your heart, Nicholas?
You are, Anya. Oh, what am I doing?
It's okay.
I am so sorry. I should never have said that.
Yes, you should.
Maybe I should take you and Frieda back home now.
Nicholas, stop.
It's getting late and the light will be fading soon.
It's all right, Nicholas. Truly it is.
It is?
Yes. It truly is.
I don't know.
Tell me.
Why would you even want to hear what I have to say? Me?
Look, why else would I have travelled all this way and convinced Frieda to bring me into these scary woods if I wasn't interested in hearing what you have to say?
They're not scary.
To a city girl, they're terrifying. I need to know whether what I felt that night was real, that it was actual and not something I've made up.
And now that you've seen me and spent time with me?
It's just confirmed what I was thinking all along.
Which is?
That it was real. It was real.
Really?
Yes. Something did happen to me that night. Something which has changed everything.
Oh, thank goodness.
I wanted to know that what I saw in your eyes before you ran away was the same thing you saw in mine.
I saw something, Anya. Something wonderful, amazing, terrifying.
Somebody told me that night that some things are destined to be.
Did they?
Maybe she was right.
Don't know about any of that. All I know is that when I held you in my arms, I never wanted to let you go.
I felt truly safe and warm when you held me. I also felt the walls I've built falling down. How crazy is that?
It isn't crazy at all. Or if it is, we're both as bad as each other.
Perhaps we are.
I kept my eyes closed because I feared if I opened them, it wouldn't be real. The dream would have been shattered and I would have been standing there alone in the cold and dark.
I can understand that.
All I know is that I've been longing to see you again. Without you, I've been feeling so... Oh, I can't find the word.
Incomplete?
Yes, that's it. Incomplete.
I thought it might be.
It's been awful, Anya. Every time I visited the village, I looked for you, hoping that I would find you there. I began to lose hope, and for the first time in my life, I actually felt lonely. I've never felt like that before. It's a horrible feeling.
Yes, I know.
I would sit in my room at night and imagine you were there next to me. It brought me comfort, I suppose, but it also made me realise that you were not really there. And that made me feel lonely once more. I tried so hard to forget you, and that just made me miss you even more.
It was the same for me too.
Was it?
I found it really hard to concentrate. All I kept thinking about was that night and the way I felt when we met. It's so strange to say, but the moment you walked into the room carrying that big sack over your shoulder, I knew that I needed to know you.
I don't normally attend the party. I just go to give the children their presents and leave. It almost felt like it was planned.
It's funny you should say that.
I'm not a great people person, Anya. I've always been happier on my own. Well, I was, until now.
You look so lost. Nobody was even talking to you.
That's all right.
I couldn't bear it.
We talk to each other when we need to, but that's as far as it goes.
It was wrong of them to just leave you standing there like that.
I just wanted to go home, but the pubs were impassable that night.
Well, I'm not unhappy that they were.
No, neither am I. So what do we do now? What happens next?
I'm not sure, but we'll work it out.
Will we?
Like the mysterious woman foretold, we're destined to be together.
Yes, I believe we are.
Somehow, we have to make that happen.
Anya?
Yes?
Are you sure about this? Did you have any doubts?
I've never been more certain about anything in my life.
But where shall we live? How shall we live?
Everything's going to be just fine. I just know it.
I think it will too.
Wherever we build a home together, this is where our happiness shall be.
Will it? What kind of home would you like?
I have a dream about living in a house which has a big room for sleeping in, a room for cooking in, a room with a big fireplace to sit and relax at the end of the day, a room to bathe in, and a garden with a white picket fence. Wherever that house may be, that will be our home.
A room for sleeping, a room for cooking, a room to relax in, and another room to bathe in.
And a garden with a white picket fence.
Of course, the white picket fence. We can't forget that.
Oh, I've waited months to say these things to you.
I've waited all my life to hear them, Anya.
And now?
I will do all I can to make it happen.
That's it, then. We're officially betrothed.
It appears we are.
I have no trinket to give you. Will a handshake do?
That will do very nicely.
It feels like a great weight has been lifted off my shoulders now. I thought that I was right, but until I could speak to you, I could not tell for certain.
I don't know what I'm feeling right now. I think it's a combination of joy and relief. Well, having never felt joy, I don't recognise the feeling. But if it feels like this, I never want to lose it.
Me neither.
Seeing you today has been so wonderful. You have brought happiness to my home. I will always remember this day and how it felt to see you after all this time.
Oh, I'm so happy, Nicholas.
I will build you the house of your dreams, a home for us to be happy in. I want you by my side forever.
Forever is a very long time.
Not if I have you.
Somehow I feel we'll achieve it, though.
Somehow I do too.
Oh, poor Frieda. She's been on her own all this time.
Yes, and it's going to be getting dark soon.
We'd better make a start back before it gets too late.
I'll travel back to the village with you. Make sure you get back safely.
But how are you going to get home after that?
I'll walk.
Walk?
I always like to walk around twilight, so it'll be well timed.
Oh, I wish I could stay. But there are things we have to do first. I can't wait to start our new life together. Thought of that will keep me going until we see one another again.
I can't wait for that day either. I will build you a house with a room to sleep in, a room to bathe in, a room to cook in, and a room which has a big fireplace to relax in.
Not forgetting the garden with the white picket fence.
Of course.
Oh, I can see it now, Nicholas.
You can? Is it built well?
This is all true, isn't it? It isn't just a dream.
It's real. From this moment, my heart will beat in time with yours. Forever.
Forever?
Forever.
Good.
Come. It's time to get you and Frieda home, away from these scary woods.
Strangely, I don't find them all that scary anymore.
Nicholas, may I ask you something?
Of course.
How did you make friends with a wolf? I mean, it isn't all that common, is it?
No, I suppose for people who don't live in the woods, it would seem strange.
Just a little.
I met Nuala when she was a very small cub. She'd been abandoned by her mother and left to fend for herself.
Oh, that's horrible.
Nature, I'm afraid. She would either have learned to survive or she would have perished.
How did she learn how to survive?
Well, with a little help from me, I suppose.
Help?
Yes. I could hear these little murmuring noises coming from some shrubs. When I looked to see what it was, I could see this beautiful bundle of fur looking up at me with the biggest and cutest eyes I'd ever seen. Well, I couldn't leave her there after that, so I picked her up gently, put her inside my coat, and took her home with me.
Oh, Nicholas, that's a wonderful thing to do.
I made sure she was warm and fed, and before long she started to grow and become strong.
That is so beautiful.
I had to keep it in mind that she belonged to the wild. It would have been wrong for me to keep her as a pet.
Why?
If I'd kept her, it would have been for my benefit, not hers. She needed to be with her own kind once she was big enough.
So you let her go?
Yes, yes.
That must have been hard.
Oh, it was. But it had to be done. When the time was right, we walked into the heart of the woods and waited. She was unsure what to do at first. Wolves are very loyal, you see. I suppose I was her pack leader for all the time she stayed with me. Now she had to find another and start living the life she was born to. It was the hardest thing I'd ever had to do, but it was right.
Did she not follow you home when you walked away?
Oh, I didn't walk away. I couldn't have just left her. I knew that there was a pack close by. I'd heard them call to each other when it got dark. It was Nuala's instinct to go to them once she heard them call. She stayed with me a while, then she trotted off towards the pack.
That must have been a very sad moment for you.
I was sad, but also very proud of her. She was so small and helpless when I had taken her in. Now she was healthy and strong, ready to live as she was meant to live.
But she still comes to see you.
Oh, yes. Yes, we still have that closeness, thankfully.
Oh, you must love her so very much.
Oh, I do. I do. She'd been away for several weeks before she came back, with six cubs in tow.
She had a litter?
Yes. I think she wanted to show me that she was doing well and thriving.
Oh, that's lovely.
I kept my distance from them, though. It would have been wrong for me to go and pet them. The thing about living in the woods is you're never truly on your own. There are so many other animals, birds and wildlife who share them with you.
I've never really thought about it like that.
I wouldn't want to live out there. No disrespect. But the thought of all those creepy crawlies and rodents, ugh, yuck.
You get used to them. And they get used to you. It's just the way things are out here. Here we are. Home, safe and sound. This is where I shall leave you.
Do you want to come in for a drink? I'm sure my uncle wouldn't mind.
Well, that's very kind of you, but I really should be getting back. I need to start making plans.
Oh? What plans would they be?
I need to learn how to make a picket fence.
picket fence.
Good night, ladies. Until next time, Anya.
Until next time.
Are you going to tell me what that was all about? What's all this about a picket fence?
Oh, just a little joke we shared, that's all.
Why, cousin, I do declare that you are flushed once more. What did the two of you talk about when I wasn't there?
Oh, this and that, you know.
No, I don't know, actually. But I am determined to find out.
I'll open the barn doors.
I feel certain that that girl gets weirder every time I see her.
In these modern times, it would be unthinkable that you could not contact somebody whenever you wanted to, no matter where they were in the world. The advent of the digital age has made just about anything possible. But in Nicholas and Anya's world, there was no such facility, but people seemed to cope well enough. The weeks which followed Anya's impromptu visit did not seem quite as unbearable as those which preceded it. She had confirmed what she needed to know, that Nicholas did feel the same way about her, and that they were, as the mysterious lady had foretold, destined to be together. Nicholas spent all his spare hours building the house of Anya's dreams. He had devised a way of building it on two levels, with a rustic staircase joining the upper floor to the lower one. The room he had lived in was now divided between a workshop for him and a bigger space for the reindeer to enjoy. It was hard work, especially after a full day tending to the forest, but Nicholas approached it with a light heart, knowing that the sooner it was built, the sooner he and Anya could be together. Just before the onset of autumn, the house was completed.
It's you.
Hello, my dear.
I've missed you.
I'm sorry you haven't seen me.
Where have you been?
I have been busy.
Busy?
Yes. There has been much to prepare, but that's for a later time. Right now, you are more important.
I am?
Indeed. You and Nicholas, of course.
Nicholas? Is he all right? Have you seen him?
Nicholas, my dear, is fine. He has spent many weeks building you both for future. And now...
And now what?
And now your future may begin.
The house?
Yes.
Is it ready?
It is. And it's just as you dreamed it would be.
Oh, my goodness.
But are you ready for it, my dear?
I am. I truly am.
You'll be leaving all of this behind. Everything you knew. Everybody you know. It will be a great change in your life. Are you sure?
Yes. My heart's not here. I do not belong here anymore. Oh, don't get me wrong. The people are nice enough. Well, most of them anyway. But all I can think of is that home in the woods with the garden and the white picket fence. And most of all, Nicholas. Wherever he is, will be home to me.
No second thoughts?
None whatsoever.
No regrets?
Only that this could not have happened sooner.
Then it's time. You need to go to him and begin a new life.
I will. Tomorrow I will pack and make travel arrangements. I need to say goodbye to people and give the keys to this room back. Then that's it. That part of my life is over.
Oh, I am so excited for you, Anya.
You have made a world of difference to me. And I don't even know who you are.
It is you and Nicholas who are going to make a difference in the world, Anya. My part in that would have been a very small one.
I don't suppose there's any point in me asking you to explain that.
Not really. It will become clear soon enough.
I'll take your word for it.
It is time for me to leave you now. But we will see each other again. Soon.
Thank you for coming.
You are welcome, my dear. Farewell for now.
Farewell.
I still can't believe that you, my cousin, are getting married today.
Well, I am.
It's still quite a shock, I must say.
Not for me. It seems to have taken forever for this day to arrive.
And to think, it all started with a snowstorm and a dance.
I have a feeling it started way before then.
What?
Nothing. Well, how do I look in my dress?
You look beautiful, like a pretty little angel.
Oh, thanks, Frieda.
Anya, you are sure about this, aren't you? I mean, you haven't known him all that long, and you certainly don't know him that well.
I feel like I've known him forever.
Really?
I know. I can't explain that either.
I wouldn't even want you to try.
The moment I saw him, something in me changed. It was like his soul was reaching out and found mine.
Oh, please.
I told you I couldn't explain it.
His soul, indeed. Still, it must be a wonderful feeling, despite my scepticism.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful.
Again, I envy you.
Why?
I have never felt that way about anybody.
You will, Frieda. I promise you will.
Nah. I'm too set in my ways now. No man will ever be good enough for me, nor strong enough.
There's someone out there for all of us. I was just lucky to find mine early.
Well, one thing is for sure. I will not find him if I stay around here.
What do you mean?
I'm off to the city next week to see whether I can find work and a place to live.
Oh, Frieda, are you sure that's what you want?
Surer than I have been about anything.
Honestly?
I am stifled here. My life is a stagnant pond.
A stagnant pond?
I need to start a new life, just as you are doing.
Well, I can't argue with that.
No, you cannot.
But when am I going to see you? If you move away, we may lose contact.
You are getting married today. You will not have time to worry about your old cousin.
I'll always have time for you. You know that.
Well, like you, I will come back to the village occasionally, so we can meet up then. I will have new and exciting stories to tell about my new life in the city.
I'll miss you.
You won't have time to miss me. Besides, we don't see each other that often now, so nothing has really changed.
Oh, I suppose you're right.
Come in.
Everything is ready. Nicholas is here.
We will be down shortly.
Very good.
Well, this is it. How are you feeling?
Excited.
Aren't you just a teeny bit nervous?
No.
How can that be? I thought every bride was nervous on her wedding day.
I'm feeling content, Frieda. I'm ready to embrace the next phase of my life.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
No, no tears. It will spoil your dress.
Before we go, I just want to say thank you.
What for?
For everything. For always being there for me. For driving me into the forest so I could meet up with Nicholas. For being my voice of reason when I've been away with the fairies. And just for being you.
What did I say about not crying?
You are my sister. You always will be.
Stop, or I will be a quivering mess.
You look beautiful, cousin.
Come on, whilst I'm still in control of myself.
Will you give me a minute? I'll be right behind you.
Of course. You really do look beautiful, Anya.
Thank you. Are you there? Are you with me?
Where else would I be on such an important day?
Oh, I knew you'd be here. I just knew it.
I told you, Anya, I will be with you always. You look amazing, my dear. Absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
There is a man waiting downstairs who is looking very handsome today. He can't wait to see you.
Then I shall keep him waiting no longer.
Oh, I am so proud of you.
Will you walk beside me? Please?
Always, my dear. Always.
Nicholas and Anya were married in a small ceremony in the village square. All the children clapped and cheered as they walked together as man and wife for the first time. Lars acted as the celebrant, with Frieda being her cousin's maid of honour. It was a beautiful day, which was long remembered in the hearts of all who attended. Inadvertently, a dear little child of five, who had always struggled to say Nicholas's full name, made history by declaring that they were now Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Anya immediately adopted that name, remembering how cute it had sounded when the dear little girl had said it. Over time, it became the name he was most synonymous with and the name with which Anya would always refer to him.
Close your eyes.
Oh, Claus, really?
Come on, just humour me.
This is silly.
I want to see your face when you look at the house for the first time.
You don't need me to close my eyes to see that.
Please, Anya.
OK. Look, my eyes are closed.
OK. Step down. Just a few more steps. I've got you.
Nuala isn't around, is she? I wouldn't want to hear howling whilst I've got my eyes closed.
And open them.
Oh, Claus.
Do you like it?
Like it? I love it. You did this all by yourself.
Well, you gave me the plans.
But how? I never knew you could do all this.
Me neither. But here it is.
Oh, it's beautiful. Can we go inside?
Of course. After you.
This is incredible.
Is it as you imagined it would be?
It is, and so much more. Oh, Claus, I can't believe you'd do this for me.
I'd do anything for you, Anya.
Can we see some more?
Certainly. Through that door, you'll find a room to cook in.
Look at this. The space. How did you build this?
And through there, you have a room to bathe in. I needed to keep it at the back of the house because that's where the stream is. It'd be dangerous to walk pails of water through the whole house.
You've thought of everything. Oh, look, there's even a staircase.
Yes, I was able to fashion it out of a felled tree. It's great to be able to put it to good use, not just let it rot away.
Great thinking. What's up there?
A room for sleeping in.
Oh, can we see?
Yes, go on up. Don't worry, it's safe.
Oh, this is incredible. Look at this. I've never seen anything like it. And that bed. Did you make it too?
Yes, I did. Again, I wanted to put felled trees to good use.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is the best home in the whole world.
I haven't seen the garden yet. Shall we?
Let's.
Here you are. I thought it was nicer to have it at the back of the house, looking down towards the stream.
Absolutely. And look, you've planted flowers already. Oh, Claus, you've worked so hard. And you've built me a picket fence, just like I've always wanted.
You approve, then?
I do. I really do. Oh, thank you, Claus.
You're welcome.
We are going to be so happy here. I just know we are.
Well, all that's left for me to say is, welcome home, Mrs. Claus.
And happy they were too, for many years together in their cosy home, built with so much love. You may think that this is a great place for our story to end, and you might be right. But the real story was just about to begin again on the night of the winter celebration where Claus and Anya delivered toys to the children of the village. And once again, when, out of nowhere, a freak storm was to descend upon them. It is a fantastic story, but I think you may already have heard that one. Good night, and oh, Merry Christmas!
Welcome home. Tell Mrs. Claus was written and produced by Dave Andrew, with direction by Dave Andrew and Sarah Robinson. The narrator was played by Peter Preston. Anna was played by Sarah Robinson. Frida was played by Anne-Marie O'Rourke. Lila Pugh was the Christmas Angel, with Daniel O'Rourke as Lars. Nicholas was played by Dave Andrew. All music and sound effects were courtesy of YouTube, and editing was done by Dave O'Rourke. My name is Ezio O'Rourke, and I would like to thank you all for listening and wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good night.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.